You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250. I feel like the more I try, the more my thoughts become
dilapidated, faded in the haze. Well, over 9 years of doing the show, I get asked a lot guests that I've really enjoyed speaking with. And this next guest is one of them, Jane Seymour, award-winning actress, artist, philanthropist, and just a lady with an open heart. Jane, thank you for joining us again. I'm sorry to keep you on hold for so long. My apologies.
What a lovely surprise to hear my son singing.
Well, listen, I hope that at the second annual Open Heart Celebration at your place, I hope this band will be playing.
Well, this band is Johnny will be playing. He's going to play a couple of acoustic songs, one that he wrote and one that's a cover. And the band did play last year, and they're going to be touring, I think, this summer. But that's one of his songs from Plead the Fifth, pleadthefifthmusic.com. We've been told that he's the real deal, so we're pretty excited.
He is the real deal. Listen, I mean, anybody that's born on November 30th, like myself, I've heard that anybody born on November 30th is destined to be a star. Destined.
Well, I think, you know, I think there's a show that just picked up two of Johnny's songs, too. Franklin and Bash. I think they're putting a couple of his songs on their show. So
good.
Yeah, November 30th is a good day. I got two of them. I got my other son, my twin,
Christopher.
His son, Chris.
Our listeners may not remember this, but I do. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you not name them after your good friends Johnny Cash and Christopher Reeve?
Exactly. Johnny Cash was Johnny's godson. Johnny Keach is Johnny Cash's godson.
Right.
And Chris Keach is Christopher Reeve's godson. Tragically, we lost both in the same year, but the boys did know them, and I think it's really uncanny that Johnny's now become, you know, the potential rock star, and Chris is the amazing athlete.
Yeah. That is uncanny. Jane, I just came back from L.A. this week, and I came down through the Malibu Canyon. I came out onto, the coastal road there, and I was driving along, and who I was with, they said, well, there's Jane's. I just drove past your lovely home. What an absolutely perfect spot there you have.
It is. We're very, very fortunate. We have a lovely spot. And, we make movies there, we edit there, I have my art studio there, so I paint and design there, the boys have their rehearsal space there, and then we grow all our own organic fruits and vegetables, and even have our own chickens, so we're, it's a really, really special place.
Well, of course, the Open Hearts Foundation will recognize the achievements of various outstanding individuals, each with an inspiring story that exemplifies the Open Hearts Foundation mission. And if I understand things right, this will be at your house again, and CNN's Christy Paul will serve as the evening's MC. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, people love it. They come to our home, and we open our home for this event. And really, the Open Heart Foundation, if you go to openheartfoundation.org, you can hear all about it if you want to catch up later on. But, my mom always raised me with the philosophy that this was a great way to overcome adversity and to have a positive way of living life, and that everyone has adversity. Everyone has moments where they feel that they want to close off their heart and they just don't know how to get on. And she said, if you can open your heart and reach out to help someone else, that very act will bring solution and in many cases, love into your life. So that's really very much the philosophy. And so the people we're honoring are people who have faced adversity and turned it into an opportunity to help countless others. And of course, Glenn Campbell and his wife, Kim, who's his caretaker, Glenn was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and he could very easily have done what other people have done, which is hide it for a long time and then just quietly, just get on with it. But instead of which, he's openly gone out there. He's touring all over the world because the last thing to go with Alzheimer's, believe it or not, is music. Because of him now, there's going to be major funding through the government. There's, a lot of people, getting together and getting the latest in research. We're actually making a documentary about his life and about the circumstances with his Alzheimer's. And so he's really the first major public face that for Alzheimer's. So that...
Oh, it's fantastic.
Message.
Now, one other person you're honoring is Christy Yamaguchi, and I did not know this until I watched you and our friend Kathy Lee on the Today Show chat, and I mean, was it always public, or did I just miss the fact that she is a club foot?
I missed it too, but it's in her book. It's a fact. That's why her parents put her into skating. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, it's really interesting because so many people I know who've excelled at certain things in life had a challenge to begin with, and that ended up becoming the thing they were best at. So, I mean, I think it's fantastic, you know, that she tells people that's what happened. Her parents put her into skating, as we know. She won 3 gold medals, both at the Olympics and World Championships. And she founded the Always Dream Foundation to support the lives of children through educational and recreational initiatives. And so, you know, it's fantastic. She's really kind of paying it forward. So that's why we're honoring her. Holly Robinson-Pete and her husband, Rodney Pete, former NFL quarterback, they have a foundation, and basically what they do is they honored Holly's father, who died from Parkinson, and their son, RJ, who was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3. And so their foundation provides compassionate care to people living with autism and Parkinson's. And then, of course, John and Roxana Green, the parents of Christina Taylor Green, who was tragically killed when Congressman Gabrielle Giffords was shot. Right. They started a foundation and a fund in honor of their daughter, and it benefits kids in the area where their daughter would have lived had she survived, and provides these kids with all the things that their daughter, you know, loved and was really interested in. So it's really, as much as anything, the foundation is inspiring people who are going through challenge and inspiring them to find an opportunity for them to help themselves by helping others.
Jane, was your mom like this? I mean, my mom passed away, actually she passed away, I got to think now, 23 years ago. The same night my son was born, my mom died. And my mom, I'm totally sure she was the one, and my father as well, but really ingrained in me the give back. My father has been honored by numerous ceremonies for giving back to the community. And you, I mean, how many charities can you be involved with? Child Help, Alzheimer's Awareness. Were you in Canada last year raising awareness for adult vaccines?
Yes, I was. That was more like a message, really. I mean, you know, a message for people to know and to understand, you know, what they needed to do and talk to their doctors about. But I think, you know, we started the foundation because I've been very involved with the American Red Cross. I'm on their celebrity cabinet, and Child Help with child abuse. I've been involved with that for many, many years. But my husband and I, when we went to Africa with the American Red Cross and we saw what was happening there, and we were really frustrated at how do you get funds to very specific places? How do you know that these charities are really good and are getting the things to the right places? And we felt that that what we were best at was being a conduit, finding a way to alert people to needs, alert people to people that that started these organizations or are supporting these organizations because they really do make a difference, and really telling the story of people who are changing lives, having managed to overcome their own challenges and adversities. And so as much as anything, the point of the foundation is to help people process life, because that's what happens to all of us. And it's really a non-sectarian, a spiritual way, really, of approaching life. It's very Christian. It's also opening your heart, believe it or not, is something that's spoken about in pretty much every culture. And it's one thing I think everyone can agree on rather than disagreeing. And I think it's one of the other things I think is so important is to find where we have similarities with other people and where there is something that is really connecting to the spiritual element of the human experience.
Well, another organization that you were involved with starting involved Marcy Railsback and her husband Steve, good friends of yours. I think you and James, good friends.
Yes, very much so.
Well, you helped Marcy and my friend Bryn Friedman in a children's charity called Wow Me Too. So, actually, here's the thing. If you go to Google and type in Jane Seymour Charity, 604,000 pages come up. 604,000. Oh, no. Now, listen, no. Just in comparison to my good friend Kathy Lee Gifford, who I love dearly, if you type in Kathy Lee Gifford in charity, she only comes up with 161,000 pages.
Well, you know something, I'm not counting anything. All I know is that I do the best that I can, and I get involved in organizations that I have usually a very personal reason to be involved in. And I think, you know, that's all we can do, you know. And I in some charities, you know, I've attended their fundraiser or spoken on their behalf. In other charities. So, for example, with the foundation, you know, we run the whole thing, and we don't keep any of the money. The money all goes to the organizations of the people that we honor. And I think now with the foundation, it's made it much more exciting for us because we really can touch so many more people.
Jane Seymour, I think what I'm trying to get at here is you model what you preach. You practice what you preach. I know very few people with as open a heart as you. Look, you're a giver, and so it's going to be awkward when someone says, way to go, Jane Seymour, you're an amazing giver. I mean, that should feel awkward to a giver, and so I don't want to make you feel awkward, but what I'm trying to just get across is that necklace you wear, the open heart necklace, the jewelry, that's all part of this. You wear it because it's you. You don't wear it because it's a piece of jewelry. So, well done.
Actually, you know, originally I never thought of doing it as jewelry. It was part of my artwork. I show my art in galleries all over the country and also in Canada. And art was very much a healing for me. And I went through some major trials and tribulations myself. And I took my mother's advice. I gave the last money I had at a charity event in return for a silent auction item, which was an artist to draw my kids. And the artist saw my paintings and then my kids' playroom and offered to give me some free art lessons. So, you know, I when you say practice what I preach, that was what came out of it. And while I was painting, I felt that I wanted to express my mom's philosophy. And so just a regular heart didn't do it, but a heart that was open, that connected to another heart that was open, that connected to another heart that was open, you know, it became a series of paintings. And then when my mom had a stroke and I realized that I couldn't communicate with her anymore and I was going to lose her, and I knew that I was going to do Dancing with the Stars in America, and it was her favorite show, and she pretty much said, you know, you've got to do this. I had one necklace made, which I wore, and then yeah, I guess the right people saw it who loved the idea, loved what it meant, and so it has become a line of jewelry in America called Open Hearts. But I think what's the most exciting part for us is that it's really become a philosophy or a way of living life that's been adopted by so many people of so many different cultures, of so many different, you know, age groups, and you know, men and women. And I, you know, that's the most important part. That's, I think, my mother's legacy, and definitely probably will end up being mine.
Okay, listen, before we say goodbye, the daughter's wedding, Katie's wedding, is next
weekend.
Yes. Oh my goodness, are you all ready?
We are. Katie's getting married to Brett Simon, who we love, and yep, that's going to be happening. And then we're keeping the tent up, and the following weekend we're going to have 350 people at our foundation event. It's going to be extraordinary. We have LP, the singer, is going to be singing, Glenn Campbell, and his kids' band, it's called Instant People, are playing. Mark Cohen will be playing, and of course Johnny Keach, who you opened your show with.
Yeah.
He'll be singing.
Can you be honest with me, Jane, just for a second? I don't know whether you want to answer this or not, so feel free to skip it, but my kids are now at the age, 19 and 23, you know, they're dating, they're, you know, thinking that this might be the man for their plan or the wife for their life, you know, all this kind of stuff. Did you love Brett right from the start, or did he have to grow on you?
You know what? I think I've really liked him from the start because the guy's made such a difference in my daughter. I mean, she, it's like the lights came on and she became really, really happy and really, They have a sort of spiritual growth that I think happened between the two of them.
Cool.
And watching that really makes me excited. I have another daughter, Jenny, and she got married to Chris a few months ago, and they've had given us a grandchild, so we're really thrilled about that too. And my stepson, my husband's son, Kaylin, he has a lovely lady, and they have a baby. So the kids, all three of them, have really found wonderful partners, and I'm so excited because it's so hard to do, and they all three have done that.
Yeah, I'm now at that stage. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of stages in parenting, but I'm at the who are you going to pick to marry stage, and I'm freaking out a little bit about that. So
I think in our case they all waited till they were much older. I think, you know, they didn't really know what it was or who they wanted until they were a little bit older.
Oh, good.
So
good.
You know, I give them that advice. I have a movie on Hallmark Channel called The Lake Effects. It's absolutely beautiful mother and daughter piece. That's on May 6th.
Okay.
And then I'll be on Franklin and Bash. I'll be playing Peter Bash's mother. That's in June, I think. And then I have a movie called Austinland with Kerry Russell and Brett McKenzie and amongst other people. Huh. It's a feature film. That's probably going to be in the film festival circuit.
Well,
so there's a lot coming up, and Con will tell you everything.
It's good to see you're slowing down, Jane. That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah. I even think I'm coming to Canada fairly soon for another art show, so check that out too. It'll, JaneTimo.com, under art, you'll see where I'm going. And of course, openheartfoundation.org. We'd love, you know, anyone that wants to contribute or wants to be part of our organization, we'd love that.
Well, you wear the office of the British Empire well, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane, and happy Easter.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jane Seymour, folks. There's another gem. I like her. Folks, a short break on the show. Glenn Campbell singing in the background, who will be performing at Jane Seymour's house. What a gorgeous place. Right, on the coast in Malibu. A little bit isolated. Oh, man, it's nice. Okay, I'm going to dream.
Well, I really don't mind. Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. All the pain.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?